So this morning, we will be looking at how do we grow in faith.
那今天早晨我们一起来看一看如何在信心里成长。
So much of our life with God depends upon us having faith in Him.
我们很多的生命生活都取决于我们在神里面的信心。
So as we begin, I'd like to start with two definitions.
那在开始之前，我想先来讲一讲两个概念。
So that we're talking about the same thing.
那所以那这样的话，我们就在同一章，我们是理解的在同一个层面。
And the first one is the definition of righteous.
第一个，什么是义？
John wrote that we are not to be deceived, that the person who practices righteousness is righteous.
约翰曾经说过，
The person who practices righteousness is righteous.
谁在义里面，实践才是真正的有义的。
So when I talk about righteousness, it'll be someone who does what is right.
那当我说到义的时候，那就是指这个人是真正的在义里面有实践。
And the second word is the word faith.
第二个是信心。
A person who has faith is relying upon God and His word.
那有信心的人是指这个人在神里面，他依靠神。
It's not simply believing about God.But relying upon him.
不单单只是相信，但他依赖。
To give you an example, my great-grandmother lived in the time when there was a transition from riding on horses to riding in cars.
那给大家一个例子，我的曾祖母，她是在生活在一个时代，那个时代就是是从骑马到火车的那个时代。
She and my great-grandfather never owned a car in their life.
我的曾祖母和我的曾祖父，他们从来没有一辆小汽车。
But as she got up in years, my great-grandmother would go to the airport in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and watch the planes take off.
那时候我曾祖母有一次是去阿肯萨斯的那一个机场去看飞机起飞。
She loved watching the planes come in and go out.
他非常喜欢看那些飞机起飞降落。
And my family tried to get her to take a plane trip.
那有一次，那个整个家庭他们想要坐飞机去旅行。
But she refused.
但是她拒绝了。
She did not trust planes.
因为她不相信那飞机。
She knew in her mind that they flew, but she would not step on one.
在他的思想里，他觉得那飞机可以飞，没问题，但是他不愿意上去。
She believed about planes, but she had no faith in them.
About planes.
Yeah, she believed about planes.
他愿意相信那飞机能飞，但是他没有那信心上去。
So when we talk about faith, it is a reliance upon God that will cost us something if we are wrong.
那在神里面有信心，依靠神就是我们如果有犯错误的话，我们需要 让神来。
And yet faith is essential to righteousness. Faith is essential to righteousness.
所以说呢，那信心就是我们有诚意的一个关键。
Paul wrote that a person believes within their heart, resulting in righteousness.
那保罗曾经写到过，一个人如果心里面相信，那他就有了信心。
Do you want to be a person who does what is right?
你想要做那一个能够行出义的人来吗？
The only way you're going to get there is walking by faith.
如果你愿意的话，那唯一的就是你要靠信心来行走。
And so we're going to first read from Luke chapter 17.Verses 5-10.
所以说我们一开始先来看一看路加福音的十七章5-10. 第五节到第十节这里。
In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, he says, The apostles said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith like a mustard seed,You would say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you.
十七章第五节这里他说到，使徒对主说，求主加增我们的信心。主说，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这桑树说，你要拔起来就栽在海里，他也必听从你们。
You see, the apostles wanted to be people of great faith.
那我们这里就可以看到，使徒他们非常想成为有信心的人。
But Jesus was always calling them little faith.
但是耶稣总是对他们说，你们是小信的。
And in order to have faith, he wanted to first let them see how small their faith really was.
为了让他们看到自己的信心，他首先先让他们看到自己的信心有多么的小。
This is because humility is essential to faith.
因为谦卑是拥有信心的第一步。
So Jesus continues instructing them in verse 7.
那接下去耶稣继续教导他们。
Which of you, having a slave, plowing or tending sheep, will say to him, when he has come in from the field, come immediately and sit down to eat? But will he not say to him, prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself, and serve me while I eat and drink? And afterward, you may eat and drink. He does not thank the slave because he did the things which are commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.
第七节他继续说到，你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从田里回来就对他说，你快来坐下吃饭呢？岂不对他说，你给我预备晚饭，束上带子伺候我，等我吃完了你才可以吃喝吗？仆人照吩咐去做，主人还谢谢他吗？这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说，我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。
You see, having a humble attitude is necessary for faith.
所以我们就看到有一个谦卑的态度是拥有信心的条件。
The person who is proud has an inner voice that is always talking about themselves.
如果一个人骄傲的话，他在他的心里面总有一个声音告诉对他自己说。
If you try to communicate with a person who has a lot of pride, they're not really listening to what you're saying.
如果你在和一个很骄傲的人说话的话，他往往不会听你的，他不再听你。
But they're filtering it through their self-centeredness.
他们把你的话语会通过他自己的内心过滤掉。
And so the person who is proud does not hear the voice of God clearly.
因此，骄傲的人，他们听不到神对他们说的话。
And faith is trusting what God says.
那信心呢？我们就是相信神的话。
So a person who doesn't hear what God says cannot have faith.
所以说，如果你我们把神的话都过滤掉了，那么我们怎么能够去相信他的话呢？怎么能够听到他的话呢？
Jesus said to the religious leaders, "How can you believe when you receive glory from one another?"
耶稣曾经对那些宗教领袖说过，How do you believe?
How can you believe? It's a rhetorical question.
你们怎么能够相信你们自己对自己的称赞？
Faith is impossible to the person who is seeking honor from other people.
Sorry.
Faith is impossible to the person who is seeking honor from other people.
那信心对于一个人来说，如果一个人他是在追求其他人对他的尊敬，那信心对他来说是不可能的。
And so the first thing we have to do if we want to have more faith is to humble ourselves.
所以说我们如果要有在信心里成长的话，第一步就是谦卑我们自己。
But faith is not something that we acquire all at once.
但是信心也不是我们一下子都能得到的。
It is a lifelong process of growth.
这是一个一生要成长的过程。
And the more we exercise faith, the more we grow in it.
我们在信心里的操练越多，我们在信心里的成长也越多。
So we're going to look at an example this morning of someone who grew in faith.
那今天早晨我们就来看一看谁在信心里的成长。
And that example is Abraham.
那这个例子呢，那就是亚伯拉罕。
So Abraham, this is Genesis chapter 11, and we'll begin in verse 27.
那这个是在创世纪的第十一章我们从二十七节这里开始。
Now these are the records of the generations of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldeans. Abram and Nahor took wives for themselves. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. Sarai was barren. She had no children.
27节。哈拉的后代记在下面，他拉生亚伯兰、拿赫、哈拉、哈兰生罗德。哈兰死在他的本地加勒底的吾尔，在他父亲哈拉之先，亚伯兰、拿赫各娶了妻。亚伯兰的妻子名叫撒拉，名叫撒莱，拿赫的妻子名叫密加，是哈兰的女儿。哈兰是密加和义加的父亲，撒莱不生育，没有孩子。
One thing that's hard for us sometimes to put ourselves in the position of those who lived long ago.
有时候很难把我们放到一个生活在很久以前的人的位置上。
Throughout the Old Testament, people did not yet have an understanding of life after death.
那在旧约里的人那时候还不能理解死后。
There, at most, they pictured kind of a shadowy existence.
They 往往只能想象。
It wasn't until that period between the Old and New Testament that people began to understand that God is going to resurrect us.
只有到了在旧约和新约之间的那一段时间，那人们才逐渐理解了，神将会再次救赎我们。
And so with a focus only on this life, having a child to pass on your inheritance was the closest they had to living on after death.
所以说在那个时间段，人们只着重于今生，那他们需要有孩子把他们的传承继承下去。
And so Abram is born, and his name means exalted father.
那亚伯兰生出来，那么他的名字的意义呢是被高举的父。
And yet he and his wife have no child.
但是他和他妻子没有孩子。
At the point we will catch up to him in the story, he will be 75 years old.
那当我们读到这故事的时候，他差不多是75岁。
And his wife will be 65 years old.
那他的太太是在65岁。
So with no understanding of the afterlife and no child, he grieved over this.
那在那时候他们并不能理解死后，那他们那时候就非常的，因为没有儿子，没有生育，他们非常的伤心。
God spoke to Abram in the land of his birth, Ur of the Chaldeans.
那神在亚伯兰他的自己的出生地那里曾经对他说话。
And he told him to leave his land and his people.
神对他说，你要离开此地，你要离开你的本族。
And so he, along with his father, they moved to a place called Haran.
所以说，那亚伯兰就和他的父亲和他带上他的家族一起到了一个哈兰的地方。
And while he's in Haran, his father dies.
那在哈兰的时候，他的父亲死掉了。
After his father's death, God gives him one more command. He is also to leave his father's household.
那在他父亲死后，神又对他说话，你要离开你父亲的家族。
So who is in his father's household?
谁在他父亲的家族里呢？
He had one nephew named Lot.
他有一个侄子，罗德。
And so leaving Lot was a big deal to Abram.
离开罗德对亚伯兰来说是非常难的一件事情。
Because when Abram died, Lot is the one who would inherit from him.
因为如果亚伯兰在那时候死的话，罗德将会作为他的继承者。
Abram was a wealthy man.
亚伯兰是非常富有的。
You should think of him as like a a tribal leader.
我们要把他看作是一个族长。
Except his tribe was made up of people who had attached themselves to him.
他的族民就是向他会 text, right?
Attached.
Oh, yeah, 他的族民非常的依赖他。
Later in the story, he will probably have 1,000 people in his group.
那在这个故事的发展后面呢，那亚伯兰他的族民里面有将近有1,000多人。
And yet none of them will be his blood relatives.
但是那1,000多个族民没有一个和他是有血缘关系。
And so God commands him to leave his land, his people, and his father's household.
那神对他的下的命令是，你要离开此地，离开你的父亲的家族，离开你的人民。
So let's read from Genesis chapter 12, starting in verse 1.
那我们一起来看一看从创世纪12章第一节开始。
Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所指示你的地区，我必叫你成大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必祝福与他；那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。
The idea of becoming a great nation is that his people, his descendants, would grow in number until they filled up a land.
那要让他成为大国，也就是他的后族能够遍地全遍布全地。
And yet, how was this possible for one who had no children?
那对于一个现在还没有孩子的人来说，这怎么可能呢？
And so Abram must learn to trust in God.
所以说亚伯兰他必须要学习如何来信靠神。
So let's read in verse 4, Genesis chapter 12.
让我们继续往后面第四节开始。
So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his nephew, and all their possessions which they had accumulated, and the persons they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰去哈兰的时候，75岁，亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物，所得的人口都带到往迦南地去，他们就到了迦南地。
Abram obeyed, but he only obeyed partially.
亚伯兰他遵守了神的命令，但是只遵守了一部分。
He left his land and his people, but he did not leave Lot.
他离开了本地，他也离开了本族，但是他并没有离开他父家的人。
And then beginning in verse 6, Abram passed through the land as far as the side of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was then in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him.
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方，摩利橡树那里。那时迦南人住在那里。耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
The oak of Moreh is a place where the Canaanites would come. Like a sacred place with a sacred tree, and they would worship their pagan gods.
那摩利地呢，其实就是迦南人当时聚集的一个地方，他们往往在那里去参拜那些树，来敬拜他们的假神。
Abram goes and he sets up an altar to the true God.
但是亚伯兰在那里设置了一座坛，为这位真正的神。
And his worship becomes a witness to the people.
那他的敬拜也就成了各民的一种见证，向各民的一种见证。
And along with this witness, he builds strong relationships with the people.
那在这种见证里，他也与当地的民也有了一种很建立了一种强力的关系。
We know this because later they will go to war on his side.
因为我们在后面的事情发展就知道，那些民就和他一起去征战。
In verse 8, then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Abram journeyed on and continued toward the Negev.
第八节，从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是埃。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。后来亚伯兰又渐渐地往南地去。
So Abram goes up this mountain where he can see a long distance, and he built an altar and worships God.
那亚伯兰来到这个山这里，这座山在远处都可以看到。他在那里呢，又为耶和华筑了一座坛。
But God does not speak to him there.
但是当那个时候，神并没有对他说话。
He still has not been obedient fully.
那是因为亚伯兰也没有完全的顺服。
And so now he must make a choice.
那现在亚伯兰他就要做一个决定。
We'll read in verse 10.
那我们就在第十节可以看到。
Now there was a famine in the land. So Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land.
那地遭遇饥荒，因饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下埃及去，要在那里暂居。
God had commanded Abram to go to this land. He did not tell him to leave.
神对亚伯兰说，你要去那地，他没有告诉他，你现在要离开。
So now he still has Lot with him, and he's no longer in the land God told him to go to.
那现在亚伯兰他身边有罗德在，然后呢，他又离开了耶和华叫他去的那块地。
In verse 11, it came about when he came near to Egypt that he said to Sarai his wife,See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, This is his wife. And they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister so that it may go well with me because of you, and that I may live on account of you. It came about when Abram came into Egypt that the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house.Therefore, he treated Abram well for her sake, and gave him sheep and oxen and donkeys, and male and female servants, and female donkeys and camels.
将近埃及就对他妻子撒来说，我知道你是容美俊貌的妇人，埃及人看见你必说，这是他的妻子，他们就要杀我，却叫你存活。求你说你是我的妹子，使我因你得平安，我的命也因你存活。及至亚伯兰到了埃及，埃及人看见那妇人极其美貌，法老的臣宰看见了她，就在法老面前夸奖她。那妇人就被带到法老的宫去，法老因着妇人就厚待亚伯兰，亚伯兰得了许多牛羊、骆驼、公驴、母驴、仆婢。
Unlike the people whom he had acquired in Haran, people who attached themselves to him, he now is being given slaves.
那在迦南地的时候呢，他有许多人追从他。那现在呢，那他又得到了许多奴婢。
Notice he is unwilling to separate from Lot, who will inherit from him.
但是他现在仍旧不愿意和罗德分开。
But the wife, who was unable to bear children, he basically abandons to Pharaoh.
但是他的太太也就是撒莱因那位不能生育的他基本上就等于把他等于给了法老。
This was an evil thing that Abram did.
这个是亚伯兰汉做的很恶的一件事。
And yet whenever Abram sins, God does not punish Abram.
但是我们可以看到亚伯兰他犯罪的时候神并没有处罚他。
Instead, he punishes the people around Abram.
但是他却处罚了在亚伯兰周围的人。
Because God has a plan to use Abram.
因为神有要用亚伯兰的计划。
He plans to use Abram to bless others.
因为他要用亚伯兰去祝福其他人。
And he is training him that what he does has an effect on everyone around him.
他要训练亚伯兰，让他所做的对其他人都有影响。
So let's read in verse 17.
那我们继续看第十七节。
But the Lord struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Then Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go. Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they escorted him away with his wife and all that belonged to him.
耶和华因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故降大灾与法老和他的全家，法老就召了亚伯兰来说，你这向我做的什么事呢？为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子？为什么说她是你的妹子，以致我把她娶来做我的妻子？现在你的妻子在这里，可以带她走吧。于是法老吩咐人将亚伯兰和他的妻子并他所有的人、所有的都送走了。
Pharaoh goes from building an altar in front of the Canaanites as a witness to no altar, no worship, but dishonoring God in Egypt.
那亚伯兰他从他在筑殿、筑坛来敬拜耶和华，转变到了他来到了埃及，在那里也没有信靠耶和华。
So let's read in chapter 13, verse 1.
那接下来是十三章第一节。
So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife, and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him.
亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德，并一切所有的，都从埃及上南地去。
Now, Abram had become very rich because of what Pharaoh had given to him.
那亚伯兰那时就变成了非常的富有，由于法老给他的那些所有的物品。
So verse 2 says this,Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold, and he went on his journeys from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there formerly, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord.
亚伯兰的经营牲畜极多，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也是他先前筑坛的地方，他又在那里求告耶和华的名。
So he returns to the mountaintop where he had last built an altar.
那他又回到了那个山顶，在他曾经在那里筑坛的地方。
In verse 5 says this, Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks,and herds and tents, and the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Now the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling then in the land.
与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。那时迦南人和比利选几人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。
So God has increased their wealth to a point that they can no longer can live together.
那神在那时增加他们的财富，以至于他们都不能住得下，以至于他们两个人不能同时同居。
So Abram now has finally come to a point where he's willing to humble himself. And remember that humility is key to faith.
亚伯兰到了那个点上，他必不得不谦卑下来。那让我们记得，谦卑卑微是我们有信心的第一步。
Verse 8. So Abram said to Lot, Let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers.Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if to the right, then I will go to the left.
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉，遍地不都是在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左，我就向右，你向右，我就向左。
Abram was the elder and the leader of his people.
那亚伯兰是他家族的长者，也是他的领，也是他们的领袖。
He had the right to choose whichever land he wanted.
他有那个选择他想要去的那块地的权利。
But he finally humbles himself and tells Lot to separate from him and choose whatever Lot wanted.
但是他卑微下来，他让他的侄子罗德先来选他想要去的那块地。
Verse 10, Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley, and moved his tents as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly, sinners against the Lord.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原，往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛人在耶和华面前罪极大。
And so, for the first time in the story, Lot is completely obedient to God's command.
Lot?
Oh, sorry, Abram. I meant to say Abram. Thank you.
那这在此才第一次啊，亚伯兰第一次真正的他顺服了神。
And so it says in verse 14, the Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, "Now, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are." Northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. I'll make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you. Then Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
God says, now look about, because now Abram is finally being obedient.
耶和华对亚伯兰这时候显现说话，那是因为亚伯兰真正的开始顺服。
And look at the two things that Abram is promised.
那我们来看一看神对亚伯兰所应许的两件事。
The first is that the land will be his.
第一个，全地都会是他的。
And the second is that his descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the earth.
第二个也就是他的后裔能够会像地上的尘沙那么多。
These are the two things that you need to be a nation.
这两个是成为一个大族的一个大国的基本。
Land and a people.
土地和人民。
And so the first promise that God made to Abram is confirmed.
因此神对亚伯兰的应许第一个在这里呈现了。
God had said to him, I will make you a great nation.
神对他说我会让你成为一个大国。
This is the beginning of Abram's, well, this is part of Abram's journey of faith.
这也是亚伯兰他信心路程的一部分。
Abram's journey will be in five stages.
亚伯兰的信心路程一共有五个不同的阶段。
First will be confirmed the promise that he will be a great nation.
第一个也就是他被确认他会成为一个大国。
And then after that, God promises that he will bless Abram and make his name great.
那接下来神也应许他会赐福于他，并且让他的使他的名成为大。
God will promise saying, "Do not fear, Abram."I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great.
神对他应许，你不需要，不需惧怕，我会保护你。
And another reading of that would be God saying, I am your reward.
用另外一种方法说，神对他说，就是我是你的奖励，我是你的奖赏。
And God promises that he will have a son.
并且神应许他，他会有一个儿子。
And then God tells Abram that he will make his name great, and he actually changes his name from Abram to Abraham.
那因为这些应许，亚伯兰也把他的名字改成了叫做亚伯拉罕。
Abram means exalted father. Abraham means father of a multitude.
亚伯兰是指被高举的父，亚伯拉罕是指 multitude。
Father of a multitude.
多国的父。
But this stage, but each, this next stage of journey, like the first stage, it will be difficult for him to develop the faith to follow.
但是对亚伯兰拉罕来说，这要再进一步发展成长他的信心也有困难。
God tells him he will have a son, and his wife tells him to marry a second wife.
因为神对他说你会要有个儿子。那他的妻子对他说你可以去娶个妾。
He has a son by his second wife.
因此他先有了一个儿子，但是由他的妾而生的。
But this was not God's will.
这并不是神的旨意。
And God tells him that he will have a son by his wife Sarah.
神对他说过，你的妻子撒拉，她会要有一个儿子。
And so he goes from, I will make you a great nation.I will bless you and make your name great, and then so be a blessing.
所以说神对他说，我必叫你成为大国，我也必赐福给你，使叫你的名为大，你也叫别人得福。
And he will be a blessing through his prayers for other people.
他通过他的祷告也会成为其他人的祝福。
He prays for the people of Sodom.That God would not destroy the righteous with the wicked.
他为所多玛向神祈求，希望神不要灭了当中的义人。
And because of his prayers, Lot is rescued.
由于他的祷告，那罗德得救了。
And then he will pray for another people who God had shut up the wombs of the women.
他也为另外一个不能怀孕的妇女祷告。
But Abram will pray for them, and then they will be able to have children again.
但是亚伯拉罕他为神向他们祈祷，他们才因此得了孩子。
Which is ironic because I'm sure he has been praying for his wife, and yet his prayer for his wife had not been answered.
这看上去好像很讽刺他肯定也是为他的妻子撒来祷告，但是他的撒来却不能有孩，就却没有孩子。
So he will go from I will make you a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great, be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse.
所以神的应许就是这样实现，他必要叫亚伯拉罕成为大国，必赐福给你。叫你的名为大，你也叫别人得福。为你自祝福的，我必赐福于他；那诅咒的，我必诅咒他。
And here Abram must make the difficult decision to obey God and send away the son who was born from the second wife.
亚伯拉罕这时他就要做一个非常困难的决定，他必须要遵循神，并且让他的妾所生的儿子要远离他。
And then Abram will get to the last blessing.
然后呢，亚伯拉罕才能得到最后一个祝福。
And the last blessing is that through Abram, every family on earth would be blessed.
最后一个祝福就是由于通过亚伯拉罕，地上的万族都要因他得福。
And Abram is told to take the son who's been born from his wife Sarah and to sacrifice him.
亚伯拉罕必须要将撒拉为他生的那位儿子，并且将他献到献祭。
And yet, because God has promised that He will raise up a nation through this son, God Abram believes that God will raise him from the dead if necessary.
因为神应许过要从亚伯拉罕的儿子家的产生让他得福有后裔。那亚伯拉罕他相信神，如果要把他的儿子献祭，他也会让他复活。
And so as his son Isaac carries the wood up Mount Moriah, Abram builds an altar and lays his son on it.
所以说亚伯拉罕将他的儿子带到了祭坛，带到了山上，在那里筑坛，把他要正要向他向向耶和华献祭。
This region is the same place where later the temple would be built.
这个地方也就是以后圣殿要所要建的地方。
And where Jesus would be crucified.
也是耶稣在那里被钉十字架的地方。
And Abram takes the knife.Ready to kill the son whom God had given to him.
那当亚伯拉罕拿起刀正要杀掉自己儿子的时候
，And God calls to him from heaven, saying, "Abraham, Abraham."
那神从天上就对他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕啊
，Do not harm the boy.
不要杀这童子。
And Abraham metaphorically receives his son back from the dead.
那亚伯拉罕把他的儿子从从死的边缘上救了回来。
And it becomes a picture that is fulfilled when God gives his own son on the cross.
这就是象征着神将他自己的独生子献在了那十字架上。
But I want you to see that Abram did not get to the point where he could obey God with such faith immediately.
但是我想让大家看到的是亚伯兰他是并没有并不是一下子就完全顺服神。
It was a process of stages where he grew in his faith.
他是经过了不同的阶段在他的心里面成长。
Where he learned to humble himself and trust in God.
他学习如何谦卑自己，学习如何去信靠神。
And because of his obedience, we are blessed.
由于他的顺服，我们才有了福。
God has similar things for us.
神对我们也有相似的事。
He has made us great promises.
他为我们也有非常伟大的应许。
He has made us to be a nation, a holy nation.
他要我们成为一个大国，一个神圣的大国。
We do not have a physical land.
我们可能并没有一块真正的土地。
But we are the presence of God's kingdom upon the earth.
但是我们是神的那天国在地上的显现。
We have been blessed with the Holy Spirit.
我们是受圣灵的祝福。
We've been blessed with the forgiveness that comes through Jesus' death.
我们是受到了耶稣在死里复活的祝福。
We have been blessed to walk in the new life that comes through Jesus' resurrection.
通过耶稣复活，我们也有了新生命，这也是祝福。
And though we had to leave behind the world and the world's ways, we have a way to walk with God.
我们要把我们这属世的要留下，因为我们会要走一条天路。
And through His people, God blesses the world.
通过神的选民我们也将成为各民的祝福。
But these are things we must walk in by faith.
但是这些我们都需要在信心里逐渐的成长。
So I want to tell you a little bit of my story.
那接下来我会讲一些关于我的故事。
When I was what about 16 years old, I began to be very, very depressed.
当我在16岁的时候，那时候非常的沮丧。
Like God had just taken away joy from my heart.
Joy.
Joy. Taken joy.
就像是神在那时候把我身边的心里的一切的喜悦都拿走了。
And in those years, he restored that. But I also went through a period where I just felt I could not love people.
在那段时间里，我经历了，感觉上我不能去爱别人。
And then during my senior year of high school, and just before that, I began to doubt whether or not there was a God.
当我经历高三的那一年，我在那时候都心里在存疑， 究竟有没有神。
And because my life was built on following God, I was, it was a very difficult time to have these doubts.
但是由于那时，我是一直生活在追寻神的那条道路上，所以那个时间点对我来说非常的困难。
And I was, as I was searching very much to know if there was a God, I was becoming very tired and worn out.
那当我在寻求是不是真正的有那位神的时候，我变得非常的疲劳，非常的无助。
And so one night I prayed to God and I said, God, if you are real, give me a dream tonight.
有一天晚上，我向神祈祷，如果你是真的话，那求你再给我一个梦，让我给我显现。
I do not recommend this. We are not to test God.
我并不这样推荐给大家，因为我们不应该这样去试探神。
But that night I had a dream. And in sorry, go ahead.
但是那天晚上我真的做了个梦。
And in that dream, my father is speaking to a young girl on the phone.
在那个梦里面，我的父亲在电话上和一个年轻的女孩通话。
And he calls me over to speak to her.
我的父亲叫我过去。
And so I take the phone and I begin repeating the reference, John 9:25, over and over.
那在电话上，我就在那里不停地重复，约翰福音的第九章二十 ，John 9:24。
In the dream, I did not remember what the reference was to. I just knew I needed to repeat this over and over.
我当时并不知道为什么要那样做，但是我只记得我在那里不停地重复约翰福音的第九章二十五节。
And then God took me to where the girl was, and He said to me, "How could she exist if I have not created her?"
神把我带到那个小女孩的身前，然后对我说，如果你没有得祝福的话，那这个女孩怎么会存在呢？
When I woke up in the morning, I immediately looked up John 9:25, and it's the story of a blind man who is being questioned because Jesus has healed him, and then Jesus left.
那当我起来的时候，我马上就去查找，约翰福音第九章二十五节这里，那是关于耶稣和一个，瞎子的故事。耶稣他就治好了那瞎子，然后那瞎子就离开了。
And the blind man says to those who are questioning him about Jesus, he says, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, I was blind, but now I see."
那个瞎子就对其他众人说，他是一个圣人还是他是不是一个神人？圣人我并不知道，但是我知道的是，我曾经瞎眼，但是现在我能看见。
I believe that God gave me the dream not so that I would have faith.
我相信神给我那个命那个梦并不是因为我没有信心。
Because faith doesn't come by seeing a bigger miracle.
信心并不是建于大的奇迹上。
In fact, what it did was it kept me searching.
信心是在你的寻找过程中才有的。
To have faith, we must believe what God says.
要拥有信心，你必须要相信神对你说的话。
Jesus tells a parable where a rich man dies.And is in torment because of his sin.
神曾经讲过一个关于富人的一个比喻。
And the rich man asked that someone be sent to his brothers who are still alive to warn them to repent.
那个地主死后，在阴间的时候，那他叫人想要去为他的兄弟捎个话，让他们不要来这里。
But the response to the rich man is that if they will not believe what God has said through Moses and the prophets, then they will not believe even if someone were to rise from the dead.
但是那声音对那个地主说，如果你的弟兄他们都不能相信摩西和其他的先知对他们说的话，那他们也不会相信一个死里复活的人对他们说的话。
You see, more miracles does not result in more faith.
更多的神迹并不能产生你更多的信心。
It depends upon our hearts being open to hear God speak.
完全取决于我们的心有多么的敞开，我们的心能够有多么的接受神的话。
And this is why the humility is so important.
这就是为什么我们谦卑是尤其的重要。
When Abram finally humbled himself and said, I'm not going to worry about having someone to inherit from me, and had Lot separate, that's when faith was finally in his heart.
这就是亚伯拉罕当他真正的顺服神，说我并不需要去担心谁来继承我的传承，我也可以和罗德分开，那个点开始，他才真正的顺服了神。
And he would continue to grow in that faith throughout his days.
他就在对于神的信心里面不断的成长。
So I want to encourage you as we finish here that Jesus told us to have the attitude of a slave.
那我在这里要鼓励大家来遵循耶和华神对我们说，我们要有一个像仆人的那样的态度。
And when we have done everything that God has commanded us to do,
我们做一切神命令我们去做的。
We are to say we are unworthy servants. We've done only what we ought to have done.
我们是不配的仆人，我们只做神来要我们去做的事。
And it will open us up to hearing the voice of God and trusting Him.
那样的话，我们就把我们能让我们听见神对我们说的话。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come to you, and we thank you that you are a God who speaks.
天父啊，我们来到你的面前啊，然后我们也真是感谢你是那位对我们说话的神。
You speak through your creation.
你对你的所创造的物说话。
You've spoken through your prophets.
你也通过你的先知向我们讲话。
You have spoken to us through your Son.
你也通过你的爱子向我们讲话。
And you speak to us by your Spirit.
你也通过圣灵向我们讲话。
Father, grant us hearts that are open to your word.
天父啊，赐给我们一颗心，能够谦卑的来接受你的话语。
That we would be willing to risk ourselves because we believe your word is true.
让我们放下我们自己，因为我们相信你的话都是真的。
And that we would walk with you in love.
我们也在爱里面和你一起成长。
And obedience to your commands.
我们也遵循你的命令。
We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.